today's commentary brought to you by WaFed Bank.
Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby to get ourselves a treat.
I love that jingle. I've loved it for my whole life. It fills me with excitement and anticipation and joy for what I know is coming. E.T., Jurassic Park, Transformers, so many opening nights at the movie theater embedded in my memory, etched in my heart. It was heartbreaking to watch audiences flee during the pandemic and theaters close. I'm glad a lot of the owners were able to access money from the federal COVID relief funds, but I fear that studios were sounding the death knell as they sent nearly everything directly to streaming. Well, it turns out the studios still need the profits that come from those lowly movie theaters, and that means they need us to go to those lowly movie theaters. My family went back to movie theaters last year and now go on a pretty regular basis. It's fun to find a family-friendly show, reserve our seats, stock up on those lobby treats, and lose ourselves for 90 or so minutes together, you know, sitting in the dark. I love feeling my kids' reaction to movies, squeezing my hand, laughing out loud, jumping into my lap if things get a little scary, like Ursula. I hope they're making movie memories like I was lucky enough to make for my whole life. And yet, I am worried. We've seen a dozen movies in the last year, and not a single theater has been full, or even half full. We've gone to big opening weekends, too. Mario Brothers, Little Mermaid. I read this week in the New York Times that theater owners are investing big time in really big screen technology. IMAXes, sound systems, full restaurants, sushi, heated chairs, you name it. So much more. And yet, that means the prices are way up too, even for a simple Sunday afternoon show. Look, I'm not going to pine away for the days of the $2 special at the ancient second-run cinema on Bay Street in Port Orchard, though I could. Instead, I'm going to argue that movies, all movies, should be for everyone. As a society, we seem to be moving at a breakneck speed into a place where the gulf between haves and have-nots is touching every single aspect of our lives. Can you afford it? Can you afford it? I can't. Movies used to be a communal experience where no matter your income or your background, you were all there together, having the same feelings together. And we could all afford to go, at least occasionally. Now, you're only allowed that awe, joy, and escape on the big screen, apparently, if you have a six-figure income. I want movie theaters to survive and to thrive. I can't wait to return to Cinerama in downtown Seattle and that chocolate popcorn. But I want to experience that will survive and thrive for everyone, no matter your income and no matter your zip code. Let's all go to the movies. Emphasis on all.
Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby to get ourselves a treat.